Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Wednesday, April the 16th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, FBI documents prove the agency is profiling U.S. gun owners. Then, NATO announces it will deploy on Russia's border. And more on the Bundy Ranch. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Pillars in the community, bunch of nice people, but in America they have a hunger to literally put us in jail.
Well, in confirmation of what we've been telling you for years, Homeland Security and the massive security state, the Patriot Act, is not there to protect us against Al Qaeda. It's to protect the government from people who think that it's too big. We have a story today from Paul Joseph Watson. The FBI is visiting gun shops to investigate, quote, people who are talking about big government. Now, this is Brandon Turbeville, and he was approached by an individual who works in a Columbia, South Carolina gun shop, told him a story about how the FBI entered his store on Monday and said, told the gun worker that he was tasked with visiting all the local firearm outlets in the area to check on, quote, suspicious purchases for counterterrorism purposes. The agent then began discussing what actual facts were completely normal transaction. The agent then began discussing what in actual fact were completely normal transactions, things like paying with cash or purchasing long guns, things like that. But this is the key quote here. He said, if you see some Middle Eastern guy come in, you don't have to be so worried about that. What we're really looking for are people who are talking about being sovereign, such as sovereign citizens or people who are talking about big government. This is what we've been telling you for a long time. This was exposed in the MIAC report of 2009. They were telling law enforcement officers that the people they had to be concerned with were people who had bumper stickers on their cars for candidates like Ron Paul or Bob Barr. This is what they're doing with the no hesitation targets, where they show people who are just ordinary American citizens. This is why they're buying billions of rounds of ammunition. And notice that what they're talking about is people who are saying that they think government is too large, but also this key word about sovereign citizen. This came up in Glenn Beck's interview with Cliven Bundy about the Nevada ranch standoff, and we're going to have more on that later in a special report. That is a key word to get law enforcement trained to recognize that as someone that is an immediate threat to their life, someone who is a domestic terrorist. Again, the term sovereign citizen is a very dangerous label to hang on somebody. It has a very particular meaning to law enforcement, and we're going to be showing you that report right after the break. Now, Bloomberg is saying that he thinks he's got his way set to go to heaven based on gun control. He says, I've earned my place in heaven, and it's not even close. The New York Times reported Tuesday that because he's going to spend $50 million of his estimated $31 billion fortune, he thinks that he's going to go straight to heaven. He said, I'm telling you, if there is a God, if, when I go to heaven, I'm not stopping to be interviewed. I'm going, heading straight in. I've earned my place in heaven. It's not even close. That's about the most pathetic, self-righteous, God complex thing I've ever seen. And unfortunately, we should feel sorry for him. He doesn't understand that no one earns their way into heaven. And he also obviously doesn't understand that there's a God. And of course, he's only giving 0.1% of his fortune for this, but it's still a very large amount. Look at this. The $50 million commitment, however, takes his anti-gun advocacy to the next level. By comparison, the Times reports that the NRA spent less than half that much on its gun rights advocacy last year. So one billionaire here is going to spend twice as much as the NRA did last year. Now, Ron Paul is telling the IRS that he's not going to provide information they want. You know, the IRS thinks they're God, too. They want to be omniscient and as well as omnipotent. They want to know everything about everybody. Ron Paul's nonprofit Campaign for Liberty will fight the IRS's demand that it reveal its donor list, despite having already been fined for refusing to do so. Megan Stiles said, there is no legitimate reason for the IRS to know who donates to the Campaign for Liberty. And Ron Paul wrote, paying this outrageous extortionist fine just to exercise our rights as American citizens to petition our government may be cheaper in the short run, but it'll just embolden the alphabet soup of other federal agencies to come after us. Now, the Campaign for Liberty pointed out that the IRS can require that information, but the reason they don't want to give it out is because historically the IRS has mistakenly released that information and made it public, and usually they do so to the opponents of the conservative groups. This is part of what we've seen from the IRS's political activism, the fact that they've targeted Tea Party groups and the fact that they have, in the past, released the information of conservative groups to these, to their very opponents. Now, we see something very dangerous going on in Russia now. NATO is announcing that it will deploy on Russia's border. This is an amazing escalation. Imagine if the Russians amassed on the Canadian and Mexican borders. Imagine if they started to put missiles in Cuba, for example. Would we see that as a threat? Would that be seen as provocative? Would that bring us to a very dangerous world war situation? That's what we are doing now in Russia. We have now become the aggressors. In the story from Kurt Nemo, he writes, NATO boss Anders Rasmussen has announced military alliance will move troops to the Russian border in response to resistance by eastern Ukrainians. Now, this is interesting because there's some small country called Transnistria that's on the Moldova-Ukraine border. Kind of sounds like the Archduke Ferdinand and some Serbian assassin. We should not underestimate the fact that very obscure areas, places that we don't think are very large or very important, can trigger world wars. That's what happened with World War I. Now, these people passed a resolution unanimously saying that they wanted independence, and now NATO is moving to the border in an escalation of that situation. Now, in other news, Bank of America is in settlement talks over mortgage security fraud. Now, they've already been fined in the past quite a bit of money, and now another fine is coming out, so they did not make their quarterly profits. They actually had a loss because of these legal issues. Bank of America is engaged in a multi-million dollar settlement talk with the Justice Department to end investigations into shoddy residential mortgage-backed securities. It isn't clear how big a settlement will be, but they have incurred an extra $2.4 billion in legal expenses. They've already settled a number of mortgage-related disputes with the government, including a $9.3 billion deal last month with the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Well, as many of you know, I was at the Nevada Bundy Ranch, the standoff that happened last Saturday. We see an article today from Judge Napolitano that he's fearful of what's coming next at the Bundy Ranch. I'm fearful about how Glenn Beck is playing this. We saw how controlled, how calm, how steady the Bundy family was. They were asking people not to even bring weapons there on our side. And so what Glenn Beck and other people are doing is they're trying to make it sound as if there's a large Yahoo constituency there, people who are reckless, who are trying to provoke a confrontation with the BLM. That is not what happened. The entire week, the BLM was pointing sniper rifles at unarmed people. And you know what? After you see people pointing guns at you for a long time, you kind of lose your fear of that. And that was what was happening there at that gathering, where we were going to stand them down. It's the most beautiful thing I've seen since the civil rights movement. And for him to sully this, for these quislings like Glenn Beck and others to make it into something that it isn't. Listen, we were threatened by the BLM. We were not threatening the BLM. You can see that it is not true what Glenn Beck was saying. Listen to what he said this morning.
The guys that were on the horseback, they all seemed totally cool. It was the people at the gates that I've had a hard time with. It's that sheriff, that retired sheriff that was saying, we war gamed it. We put women and children in front, so if there was somebody that was going to be killed, it would be the women that would be killed, and that would be on TV.
So today, Glenn Beck has David Barton, and the two of them know somebody who knows somebody who they say was there. I was there. And we did not have a situation where we put women in front. You can see this from a video that I'm going to show you in just a second. That was from a retired sheriff who wasn't even there. He admitted that he didn't get to the area until after it was all over. I was at the demonstration area when Mr. Bundy was talking to the sheriff, and the sheriff came and read the BLM press release. And from that time until the time he said, I'm not giving anybody any orders except for the sheriff and for the governor who are not doing their duties, but we're going to go get our cattle back. And if you want to go, you can follow us. That was all that was said. There wasn't any gaming strategy about putting women in front. And there wasn't anybody provoking anything except for the BLM, who set up martial law in that area to collect a civil fine. Now, take a look at this picture that we've got here. Does this look like an angry mob? Are these armed people? They're holding their hands in the air. They're holding flags as they walk forward. And you'll see right here in just a moment the crowd will move forward. This is going to be, I want you to see this unedited so that you know the lies and the disinformation that Glenn Beck is feeding to people. It's the duty of people like Glenn Beck to create a provocative element so he can manufacture in people's minds that there's a bunch of yahoos out there, a bunch of people who are stirring this up. It's not credible whatsoever that the Bundys would do something provocative. He's a Ron Paul kind of character. So they have to say that there are going to be elements in there so that if the government moves against these people and kills a bunch of people, they can always say, well, of course, it wasn't the Bundys. It was other people who were in the crowd. This is what happened. People calmly moved forward. It was a civil rights demonstration. If you think this is about a welfare rancher, you don't understand what's going on. This is a civil rights movement. We have to stand down this out-of-control, brutal government that enacted martial law, that shut down free speech, created free speech areas, attacked anybody who set foot on public land. They came forward, they talked to them, they gave their demands, they were firm and resolute, they did not threaten anyone. What Glenn Beck is telling you is a lie. And I don't care how many people he says he has there. I was there. If he and David Barton say something else, I'm sorry I was there. You can see the video footage. You can see that this is not an angry mob. You can see that they're not pointing any guns. What Glenn Beck and the mainstream media are trying to sell you is the idea that the BLM was responsible and the protesters were out of control. We were standing there peacefully. We walked up to the gate peacefully. We talked to them peacefully. They were the ones who all week had been attacking people with tasers, with canines, walking up and grabbing a weak, frail woman from behind and throwing her to the ground. They are the ones who created this martial law situation. They are not acting reasonably. We have to take our government back, and we can do it if we get together and we act peacefully, but people have to stand together. That was what was so encouraging about this event. And I'm not going to see Glenn Beck lie about this without being opposed. Now, Jakari Jackson's got a report right after the break about the biggest hackers in the world, and that would be the U.S. government. That's what Aaron Schwartz told us before he died. And stay tuned, because in the last section, I'm going to talk more about this label of sovereign citizen and how Glenn Beck is trying to hang that on Clive and Bundy, as well as many other dangerous ideas and the legal issues involved in this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Thank you. Hacking is bad. Unless, of course, you're doing it for the U.S. government. When you go to the airport, reports show that the NSA gets info from your online searches during your flight. It's been reported that GoGo, one of the main Wi-Fi suppliers to U.S. airplanes, supplies data to U.S. authorities. Outside of airlines, we've seen companies such as Microsoft, which makes the Xbox, implicated in the Prism scandal. But if you hack a company that makes video games, get ready for a visit from the FBI. And if you expose the Prism system in general, get ready to seek asylum and be labeled an enemy of the state. And if the feds just so happen to find another way into your device, such as the Heartbleed bug, they say that it's no big deal.
70% of all computers use a program that has had a major flaw for over 2 years. And this flaw allows hackers to get in and read encrypted mail, encrypted communications of all kinds, without our knowledge. Now, keep in mind, this has been going on for 2 years, and we just now discovered it. I think it's one of the problems with American corporations. They've become lazy. Rather than building things in the proper way, they rely on open source, which is free, and everybody goes, oh, this is great. This is good stuff. But this is what happens. So 70% of all computers in the world have been compromised by this bug, which is 2 years old.
But back to video games. It's been reported that an Iranian Marine was recruited by the CIA to make video games that make players sympathetic to U.S. foreign policy. Finally, it has also come out that the feds are posing as online gamers in order to track the habits of players. They say it's so terrorists can't exchange information in online games, but I think it's the FBI wanting to know just as much about your fantasy life as they do about your real life. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
First they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. The vilification of Cliven Bundy by the mainstream media is now in full force. They've accused him of being a tax evader, but most troubling is this exchange where the label of sovereign citizen is thrown at him. That's a hot-button label that effectively puts a bounty on his head as a terrorist as far as law enforcement is concerned.
Your stance is, I do not recognize these lands to be federal, and you're on a one-man movement.
Because of the way you're talking about sheriffs and you're talking about state sovereignty,
they're claiming that you are potentially affiliated with the Sovereign Citizen Movement. Is that something that you find yourself affiliated with? Do you think those people are crazy?
No, I don't know. I don't know even what they are.
Who needs a Southern Poverty Law Center when you've got people like Glenn Beck to do their work for them? Bundy was not saying he was a sovereign citizen. He was saying that the state of Nevada and the sheriff were sovereign here, that it was a jurisdictional issue. Glenn Beck and the Blaze should have known better. Bundy had tried to explain to Beck Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, also known as the Enclave Clause. It's the clear intention of the Constitution to prohibit the federal government from owning large portions of state land, expressly limiting it to 10 square miles of the District of Columbia and to the land needed for forts and docks, etc. It's a violation of both the intent and the letter of the Constitution for the federal government to claim ownership over millions of acres of state land, including 90% of Nevada. And the mainstream media is spinning the trespass cattle angle as well.
You know, if you had the idea that anyone that has cattle, Donnie's included, could just let them off grazing anywhere, that's not libertarianism, it's anarchy.
No, it's Nevada law, not anarchy. This lady from England doesn't know anything about American cattle laws. In areas under open range law, cattle are free to wander, and the cattle's owner is not responsible for damage to property unless they entered land enclosed by a legal fence. As a matter of fact, Nevada open range law criminalizes harassment of livestock on the open range. Livestock owners are also exempted from damages related to animals even on highways that pass through the open range. That's why there were warning signs as you entered the open range area. Now, they took down those warning signs and then put them back up again while we were there. In the East, most states have what's called herd district laws, where the owners must keep their cattle fenced in or be liable. I guess you could say this English lady had a herd mentality. Former Congressman Joe Scarborough completely ignores the jurisdictional issues and effectively labels him a welfare rancher.
This guy for 20 years has been breaking the law, using federal land. He hasn't been paying the grazing fees that everybody else pays. For some reason, this guy thinks that the laws that apply to every other rancher in the United States of America don't apply to him.
I guess Joe Scarborough would say that Rosa Parks thinks that laws that apply to other blacks don't apply to her. The laws that required her to sit in the back of the bus were both a violation of the Constitution's equal protection of the law as well as a violation of moral law.
First, I did not consider myself defying a court order that particular day. I consulted with my attorneys before the march, and they stated that they felt that it was an invalid order. On the other hand, I must be honest enough to say that I do feel that there are two types of laws. One is a just law and one is an unjust law. I think we all have moral obligations to obey just laws. On the other hand, I think we have moral obligations to disobey unjust laws, because non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as is cooperation with good.
Yes, Bundy lost in a federal court, but remember, it was the U.S. Supreme Court that told a slave who was trying to get his freedom, Dred Scott, that he had to return to slavery. And it was just last November in a tax court that a judge instructed the jury and said, it doesn't matter if what I am saying is unlawful or unconstitutional. Do what I say or face contempt.
Look, this rancher has had his day in court and lost. He had his day in court in a federal court in which the issue was, who owns this land? You, the state of Nevada, or the federal government? In my view, that case should have been tried in a state court and not in a federal court. The federal government, even the federal judiciary, should not be deciding what land the federal government owns.
I was in the federal courts in Las Vegas when the ranchers scraped together enough money to try to appeal the ruling for them to remove the cattle off of this land. They said, you're ruining this. We can't remove this cattle. They're the only time of year there's any decent feed. They appealed it to the federal court. They hired one lawyer. Karen Budd was her name, from Colorado. She stood up there and made a case that documented that the ranchers had improved the range. There were more turtles than before. That the range is more productive. And not only that, they're producing a commodity that benefits all of society off of the desert. There's only a couple people I know that's tough enough to live out here and make something worthwhile out of it. But this federal judge was under the Clinton administration, and he stood up and said, I'm fighting in favor of the ranchers. And during this whole case, the BLM's lawyers, the state of Nevada's lawyers, the conservation group, we had all the greenies there. Every one of their lawyers got up to speak every time anything was said. And after they had lost the case, obviously they stood up, and the only thing they had to say was, you have no jurisdiction over EPA law. And there were no rights to oppose the EPA in any regulation.
When the bureaucracy realized that it was losing and said that the court didn't have jurisdiction, Mr. Bundy realized that the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, was going beyond simply managing the land and using the grazing fees to pay for that management. It was using those grazing fees to drive ranchers out of business.
And under regulation, right now there's not a person standing here, a business in this country, that can't be destroyed through federal regulation and harassment. Right. It's the IRS, it's OSHA, it's everywhere you look.
We have scores of alphabet agencies that write regulations that can shut down your small business or even entire industries. They can seize your property without compensation, not using eminent domain, not even giving you a jury trial. They write laws. They judge the laws, whether or not you're guilty of their own laws, and then they enforce them with their own police forces.
They certainly can support him any way they want, but the guy needs to abide by the law.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's why we have elections. If you don't agree with the law, you have a democratic process by which you can try and overturn the law.
She said that's why we have elections? Well, the BLM is not on my ballot, and it's not on your ballot. It's not just taxation without representation, it's regulation without representation. The founders were concerned that power would be consolidated into one place. That's why they created a system of checks and balances, dividing power not only between the three branches of government, but between the federal government, the state government, and the people. The 10th Amendment matters, the Enclave Clause matters, the Constitution matters. We need officials at the state and local level who will obey the Constitution, who understand how important it is to have a balance between federal and state government, who have the backbone to stand up and to do their constitutional duty. That's the only way that we're going to get control and balance back in our government. That's what this is really about.
Well, that's it for our news portion tonight. Please consider getting a subscription to Prison Planet TV. It helps to support our operation. It's a very important way for you to get the information out to friends and family. And there's a lot of disinformation out there right now. We need to win this info war. We can win this info war. I've seen what happens when people stand together peacefully for their rights. We can back down this out-of-control government, these out-of-control fiefdoms, these alphabet bureaucracies. Join us tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.